EU bans petrol and diesel cars by 2035, accelerating shift to electric vehicles. The European Union, EU, has announced that it will ban the sale of new petrol and diesel cars by 2035 as part of its efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. The decision has been met with both support and opposition, with some countries pushing back against the proposed ban. The ban on petrol and diesel cars is expected to accelerate the shift towards electric vehicles, which are seen as a cleaner and more sustainable alternative. According to the International Energy Agency, IEA, the number of electric cars on the road globally is expected to reach 145 million by 2030, up from just over 10 million in 2020. This rapid growth is largely driven by falling battery costs, increased consumer demand, and government incentives. The move towards electric vehicles is also expected to have significant economic implications. A report by Transport and Environment, a nonprofit organization, found that the shift towards electric vehicles could create up to 3 million jobs in Europe by 2030, with the majority in the automotive and battery industries. The report also found that the shift could reduce the EU's oil imports by up to 49 billion euros annually by 2030, which could have significant geopolitical implications. However, some countries are concerned about the impact of the ban on their economies and have pushed back against the proposal. For example, Germany, which is home to several major car manufacturers, has expressed reservations about the proposed ban, arguing that it could hurt its automotive industry. Despite this opposition, the EU has remained committed to its goal of achieving carbon neutrality by 2050, and sees the ban on petrol and diesel cars as a necessary step towards achieving this goal. The move is also part of a broader push towards cleaner and more sustainable transportation, which has gained momentum in recent years. According to the European Environment Agency, transport accounts for around a quarter of the EU's greenhouse gas emissions, making it a key area for reducing emissions. The shift towards electric vehicles is seen as a key part of this effort, along with improvements in public transportation and the promotion of cycling and walking. Overall, the EU's announcement is a significant step towards a more sustainable transportation system, and is likely to have far-reaching implications for the automotive industry and the economy as a whole. While there may be some opposition to the proposed ban, the momentum towards cleaner and more sustainable transportation appears to be unstoppable.